Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. I'm Jeff Snyder. This is BRN AM for Tuesday, February 5th, 2024. And our top story today, making gut instinct your superpower. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Ebony Banks is an intuitive healer and author. Ebony, it is great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. This is my favorite thing to talk about, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and instinctively, I just thought that I had to reach out to you. We had to reach out to you because I think a lot, and I want to start off by asking a couple questions about what is instinct? What is intuition? I want to level set for myself and the audience. When we're talking about these things, what do we mean?
So for me, in the way that my life has, you know, shown up for me and taught me about this subject, I understand intuition as being it's a natural expression that every single human being has, and it really connects us to our non-physical self and the entirety of non-physical life in general. And so it's, you know, it's like a muscle that you have to learn how to use and how to grow. You know, it's another form of intelligence that gives us information about the world around us.
And by your estimation and your analysis and research, I mean, this appears to be an underutilized skill. I mean, you refer to it as a superpower, and we'll get to that in a, you know, I mean, if we could have superpowers, this is a superpower. But based on the research, it just seems like we underutilize this part of our psyche.
Yes. I mean, well, 90% of, you know, how we're being lives in our subconscious mind anyway. That's a fact that science and psychologists and everyone knows this, you know, and intuition lives in our subconscious mind. And so, it's underutilized for that reason. You know, accessing our subconscious self is really has to be intentional. And we oftentimes are not intentional about that. We're like operating autonomously. And then we have so many distractions in our lives, in our outer life, that we don't really, make the time or the effort. And I think people don't really understand the benefits of intuition either, because I think if people did understand it in the way that I have come to understand it, they would prioritize it more.
And do you think people are, you know, when you think about the gut, not the what you're eating, but the gut instinct, guttural instinct. And do you think people are afraid? I think people, you know, people inherently know what they're thinking. And sometimes they just, you know, like the ostrich, put their head in the sand and kind of wall it off. But do you think that's out of, and don't tap into this resource, this skill. Do you think some of that is born out of fear? Like, okay, I made a mistake 10 years ago and that frame, you know, I went on my instinct and I was wrong.
Maybe. I mean, I think it's so different for so many of us. You know, we're so different. All of us are so different in our life experiences and how we process them. So I think for some people, yes, absolutely, it is fear. But I think more than anything, it's people's lack of self-trust, you know, and that's really the part of us that has to be more fully developed, you know, so that we can trust these things that are illogical that we become aware of and recognize them when that information presents itself to us as intuition.
Yeah. And you talk about trust and I can't think of a more harmful feeling than to not trust one's self. I mean, it just puts, it just creates so much doubt. And that probably leads to anxiety, mental health challenges, and really denies you the ability to tap into your full potential as a human being, as a person.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, we trust the things that we know, we trust the things that we've done, and intuition, because it is oftentimes illogical. So intuition is really such a genius, because what it does is it takes your cumulative life experiences, the things that you liked and didn't like, the things that felt good to you, made you happy, sad, all the emotions, and it guides you based on that knowing of yourself. And your intuition is you. I mean, I'm saying, you know, it's a part of you. And so it's highly intelligent, and it knows so much about you in that way. And it also doesn't, you know, have the same judgments that like our brain has, you know, about what is good, bad, judgments of people, all those kinds of things. Like, your intuition really only comes from a loving space, and it will not judge you or other people or experiences in the same way. So I forgot why I said all of that. I was going somewhere with that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think, well, I'm going to give you a, I want to take a quick break, because I want to get into how we tap into it in a second. We come back, we'll talk to Ebony about tapping into your intuition. Like anything else, it's a skill you need to develop and reaffirm. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries.
33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Welcome back. We're joined this morning by Ebony Banks, an intuitive healer and author. Ebony, thanks so much for staying with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. There's so much to share.
There is. And I want to, before I get into tapping, I know I teased out that we're going to talk about tapping into your intuition. Does age matter? Experience matter? So if you are a 22-year-old, I think about the 22-year-old Jeff Snyder. He was a very different person. First of all, he had hair. Secondly, he had less experience as a human being, as a person. It was just narrow. He's a better person now, 30 years later. So does age matter in terms of tapping your intuition?
No, absolutely not. Because the kind of intelligence that intuition is, it's an intelligence of ourselves, right? So no, age doesn't matter. It's a knowing of yourself, a deep knowing of yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting. It's so hard oftentimes. I didn't intuit that you were finishing the thought. All right, I'm done with the corny jokes. But let's, in all seriousness, if I'm watching this, and I've had this self-doubt, I've had self-doubt, I've had anxiety that as a result of that. How do I tap into this skill that we all have? You got to develop it. So how do I set a course for success in developing my intuition?
There's a number of very practical things that people can do, you know, and it will really depend on where the person is in their own relationship with themselves, you know, because some people may be more easily able to trust themselves versus someone else, or someone may be more honest with themselves versus someone else. And those are like really key things. So I can share a couple of things depending on where people are, you know?
Sure.
So the first thing I like to share with people is to spend a lot of time alone. It's really important to spend quality time alone, not time alone where you're like, I don't know, doing something, you know, I don't watching television, but like
using this
on
is
social media,
intuition
not that
killer.
Time alone. No, not that, but actual time alone, just kind of being with yourself and checking in with yourself emotionally and with whatever is happening in your life presently, you know, personally, professionally, whatever the case may be, because when we're alone, we get to hear from ourselves in a way that we don't typically when we're around other people and when we're distracted by all of these things, you know, like, so that's a powerful way. And it can be when you're cooking or doing something that feels good to you and soothes you and is comforting, but it's really important to spend time alone. It's also really important to tell yourself the truth about what you want in your life, you know, because intuition, the information that it gives is guidance, you know, and that guidance will show up Based on what you have already exhibited, you're desiring and wanting to create for yourself. And if you're not telling yourself the truth about your happiness, what makes you happy or what is making you unhappy, then your intuition won't be able to guide you because it doesn't know how to, because you aren't even telling yourself the truth, you know? And this is in all areas of life. It's really important to tell yourself the truth. And that's a big one, you know, because many of us are. We have jobs that make us unhappy. You know, we're afraid to kind of take the leap into entrepreneurship or something else that may bring us income. And so there, you know, that is really loaded, telling yourself the truth. And then another thing is really to you really want to prioritize like your how you're feeling, you know, and like allow yourself to express the truth of how you feel too. So it's one thing to tell yourself the truth about what makes you happy and acknowledge that. And it's another thing to allow yourself to feel, you know, how you're feeling when you are discovering your truth about whatever it is in your life, because your intuition will oftentimes use your feelings to help to guide you, you know? And by feelings, I don't mean emotion necessarily, although sometimes it will depend on the person, you know? It's really about like how like pleasure and pain and how good something feels to you when you think about it. You know, you could have a thought right now about something that was painful and like respond to that. And you could also have a thought right now about like the best day in your life and also respond to that. And so it's those kinds of feelings that I'm mostly referring to when talking about how your intuition will guide you.
So I find this fascinating, and that self-regulation or reconciliation that you're talking about. You know, we teach reading, writing, arithmetic, history in school, and I wonder if we should be teaching our next generations about, you know, in order to untap and to tap into unused, unfulfilled human potential, do we need to actually teach this as a I don't know, course or part of curricula? I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. Yes, you got to know the basics, got to know how to read, got to know how to write, got to know basic history, but managing your emotions and your intuition, that if you started early at like 6 or 10 or 15 or 18, whatever, I would think about how much better off I would have been had I been able to tap into that.
Absolutely. And that's true for all of us. You know, it's, and I think it should be something that, you know, young people learn and that we should find a way to like embed in our culture of education. You know, you hear a lot about mindfulness for children and youth, and this could kind of be connected to that, but it's really important for us to understand it and use it. We would all be happier. You know, not that life is going to be rainbows and butterflies, but because it's not intended to be, you know, we grow in our challenges, but we would be happier. We would be happier and have more experiences that serve us well if we listen to our intuition more, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ebony, I want to tease out. I told you I would do this, and I know maybe there's a little hesitancy, but you're coming up with a new book, and it's coming out in about a year. So, just to kind of tease the audience a little bit, first of all, what's the book called? What's it about? I'm assuming it's about intuition, but where can they get it?
Yes. So I recently got a book deal for my book. I'm very excited about that. And it's called The Intuitive Nudge: 8 Steps to Trust Your Gut, Rely on Yourself, and Create a Joyful Life. And so it's going to be everywhere, you know, on all the shelves. The publisher that is I'm going with, like, it's going to be everywhere. And it's really, really accessible language and steps for the for someone who knows nothing about intuition to really guide them. And it also has like stuff for people who do know how to use their intuition and to help them evolve it even more. So I was really intentional and thoughtful about how to talk about it for someone, you know, that can understand it in all the realms. So it's a beautiful book and I'm so proud of it. And I really think it's going to serve people well.
How long, out of curiosity, how long does it take, your process? How long did it take to write? Because everyone's unique, and I've never written a book. I had problems in college with getting my term papers done, but how long did it take you to write, to put your thoughts from here and maybe your instinct a little bit and put it on paper for people?
Not very long at all, actually. I'm highly intuitive in general and have been since I was a child and have known this about myself since I was a child, right? So I actually think I channeled the book. I think it wrote itself, you know. I set my intention for really what I wanted, you know, to be communicated to, you know, through me. And so all this stuff came out. I think I started that book, oh, Oh goodness, I don't even remember the month. It was less than a year for sure. I think it was about 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And last question, then I've got to wrap. But I'm assuming it'll be available in all mediums, so you can get a hardback, a paper book, Kindle or electronic. And then,
Oh, heck.
did you do the audiobook narration yourself?
No, I haven't, but I hope to. I would love to do it, to use my voice and like for my own book. That would be lovely.
Very, very soothing voice. You have a good voice for an audiobook. Ebony, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on your success. Thanks for stopping by, and we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeffrey.
That wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to, drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more in all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content, then visit our website. Hey, we're back again tomorrow for another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest and, of course, an important topic. You're not going to want to miss it. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe. Keep on saving. And don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.